You're a doctor working here?
Yes, I am a doctor. We have
how many people have you had treated?
35 injured, yes. Three of them were hospitalized and 32 treated here. Most of them thrown by stones, and some of them hit by the policemen by broken bottles.
And so, and that's just today?
Yes, this afternoon.
And what about last night?
Last night we have 60 injured. Yes.
And were any of those women?
Three women. Yes. Three women and the rest were men.
Okay. And so most of the injuries are from stones, but some are from police batons.
Yes. Yes.
How many people last night were hospitalized?
كم واحد دخلوا المستشفى؟
We have routed 18 patients to the hospitals. Three of them was deep cut wounds, and one admitted to the ICU because of dizziness. He has a kind of brain concussion or skull concussion.
A severe head injury.
Head injury, yeah. Admitted to the ICU in the Islamic Hospital.
And what are the police doing anything to prevent these injuries?
The policemen from yesterday up to until now, they are only they're watching what's happening between the two sides. We are here, the revolution here on the other side. Okay, just watching on the midway between the two sides. Just watching, not doing anything.
I just saw a policeman outside the, or a military man with an AK-47 or some kind of machine gun come out in front of the government building. Are the police generally armed like that?
The policemen yesterday, just watching, in the midnight, they closed all the roads that lead to the circle here and let only the people who want this campaign to go out, okay, only those people who has admitted, yani, to let them go inside this circle, okay, and those people who with the stones, hit us with the stones.
So it's sort of a bit like Tahrir Square where the police initially were only letting the thugs in.
Another time.
Is it a bit like Egypt in the first days when Mubarak's sympathisers were let in to beat up the protesters?
No combination here. Here the policemen just watching. They claim that they have no problem with those protesters. Okay, they claim that they protect us. But what we saw here in the clinic, that many people came with injuries in the head, on the limbs with the stones. Those stones was hit by people who was behind the policeman, and the policeman saw who is the person and who did it.
And they did not arrest anybody?
No. As we saw, no. Nothing. The people is here from yesterday until now. They don't let us to do anything. They just talking on stone, referring all that.
How many doctors do you have in the clinic?
How many?
Doctors.
Doctors here, we have 5 to 6 doctors, with some with the orthopedic and neurosurgery specialties, and general physicians.
And they're all just volunteering their services?
Yes. All of them are volunteering. We are part of this activity, and we want to protect our people, our rights, and we are very glad and very pleased to do that for our people.
Going for medical supplies. Is there any problem with accessing?
All of the medical supplies here is funds from the people here. All of that. They go to the nearest hospital, nearest pharmacies, and give what they what we are want. We want now.
Yeah. And you have plenty of stock?
we have a simple stock or a small stock as we need it. We enlarge it as needed. Yeah, but we here still to say that this country is our country, and the people who hit us by stones are our brothers, and we want to tell them that we are in the same side. We want this country to be free. We want this country to be full of freedom and all of that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.